talking about fences, you have barbed wire fences. These things that you had to put in the ground and then strike the wire across, you call them?
Post.
And the thing that you
post hole digger.
Post hole digger.
Yes, I was swinging on one yesterday.
The voice of experience.
Fence post or post. Then you have corner posts, brace poles. That's about it.
Do you ever see any walls or fences in this area made out of loose stone or rock?
There was one, not out in the country. I've seen them. I've seen one that's more or less a retaining wall, a schoolyard, holding the land back.
Could you go for another half hour?
Half hour.
Call it a day?
Okay.
I think I've kept you that long enough.
Okay.
What about, have you ever heard a farmer talk about an egg that he might have had made out of some kind of glass or china that he might use to try to fool a hen into laying?
Mm-hmm. I have heard that. But I don't remember a term for it.
Nest eggs.
Could be, yeah.
Artificial egg?
Something like that. I have heard of that being done, but I couldn't swear to what term was used. For some reason, goose egg comes to mind, but I don't know.
Have you heard that used refer to a, you've got a knot on the head?
Yeah, there's something with a goose involved. Yeah, it looks like a goose egg up there.
Yeah.
On fence, just back a moment. The only practical wooden fences I have seen are in the stockade areas and in horse areas. People are raising horses. They'll sometimes have wooden fences.
Do they have any particular name other than just wooden fence?
Well, of course, there's split rail fences and this sort of stuff, but mm-hmm. The type I'm thinking of course, is modern construction with the using poles,
right,
like normal fence poles, but with sucker rods holding them in place as well as the tension between the poles.
I see. Well, say, we were talking about dairies and that sort of thing. If a farmer were going to milk his cows, what would he use to catch the milk in?
Pail or bucket.
Are they synonymous to you?
They are to me. There may be a difference to some people.
When you think of a pail or a bucket, what do you think of it as being made of?
Galvanized. Aluminum. Tin.
Old oaken bucket just doesn't come to mind.
Old oaken bucket just does not come to mind. Now, speak of an old oaken bucket, I think of something you make ice cream in.
Have you ever heard of a farmer mention the type of bucket that he might keep around to throw scraps in for the hogs?
Slop bucket.
Mm-hmm. And he would say that he's going to
slop the hogs.
What about the thing that you might use to fry eggs or ham in?
Skillet.
Any other name?
Frying pan.
Ever heard of one of those that might have legs on it, perhaps used for cooking in the fireplace?
I've heard the term Dutch oven, but that you wouldn't cook eggs in it, you'd bake bread.
I see.
But
have you ever heard of people actually cooking in the fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
or camping. Mm-hmm. On an open fire. Mm-hmm. On a fishing trip.
Right. Do you ever see these big metal black things usually that people used to have out in their yards and might boil?
Wash pot.
Yeah. Ever see those around?
Yeah. Ate some goat cooking one July 4th.
Is that right?
Yeah.